Imagine Canada winning 3-0 in the Soccer World Cup, and then in the last 5 minutes, losing 5-3. Oh, devastating. We would talk about this for generations to come. I don't want ever this to happen to Canada. But I know that this happens every day in Canada in mortgages. It may have happened to you or your family, or maybe you know somebody that you know, and it may happen to you in the future if you're not careful. So I will show you here so you understand, okay? So we're gonna talk about soccer and mortgages, and this is very important because right now we're in the middle of the 2026 Soccer World Cup. So this is super important. The way for me, soccer and mortgages are two of my passions. So for me, relating them is very easy. Number one, we're gonna talk about soccer and mortgages and the offense in your mortgage. So players like Mbappe in France or our own David in Canada, Harry Kane from England, Messi, Ronaldo, and my favorite Luis Diaz from Colombia. And we're gonna be talking about mortgages and the defense. So with the offense, now the defense. The defense in your mortgage, I don't know if you know these players, but for example, William Saliba in France, or Hakimi from Morocco, or Gabriel from Brazil, our own Davies playing left back in Germany. But if you don't follow soccer, you do not know the defense players, and I'll show you how that relates to mortgages as well. Now there's a third part. So you have the offense, you have the defense, and now you have the midfield. The midfield in mortgages, where players like Valverde from Uruguay, I love Bellingham from England, and Pedri in Spain are some of the big players. Again, if you're not into soccer, you may not know these people, okay? Or if you don't follow their teams. And last but not least, the coaches, super important. Ancelotti, Brazil. How does that Ancelotti relate to mortgages? You'll see in a second. Mauricio Pochettino from the U.S. The U.S. is doing really well. And our own Jesse Marsh in Canada. So coaches are super important in a game. They're not playing, but they play the cards the right way and we win, okay? So how does a soccer match relate to a Canadian mortgage? Number one, the offense. The offense is the interest rate. Super simple. Why? When you talk about soccer, you're always talking about the strikers, the ones who score the goals, the Messis, the Ronaldos, the Luis Diazes of the world. They'll bring the headlines. In mortgages, what brings the headlines is the interest rate. The Bank of Canada updates, rates going up or down, inflation going up, rates going up, there is recession coming down, so perhaps rates are going to come down. Media love interest rates, and that's all we talk about in an offense. So to give you an example, because I have real numbers here, let's say we start winning with the best rate you were able to get at 3.5% on a $500,000 mortgage. Love it. You're winning the game because you were able to secure a very, very low rate. Now, let's talk now about the defense. So the game of soccer and your game of mortgages continue. And by the way, a soccer game, it's, you know, 90 minutes with water breaks. And the game of mortgages, it may be the term, the five-year term. And I'm going to challenge you to have a game of 25 or 30 years. So the total amount of years that you're going to use to pay your mortgage in full. Okay, so that's why you're relating one to the other one, because of the length of the game. You have two opposing teams in soccer is the two teams that you're seeing in the screen. In mortgages is your family is in one team and the bank is in the other team. Why? Because what does the bank want? The maximum amount of profit, no matter what they say. That's what they want, the maximum amount of profit. And what do you want for you and your family? The minimum amount of interest. That's why you're focusing on the interest rate, which is the offense. But you want the total or the minimum amount of interest going out of your pocket. And we have a game because we have a timeline, we have coaches, and I'll continue to explain this. Let's focus on the defense. As I told you before, with the players that I mentioned, if you're not into soccer, you don't know the players, the defense players. They're super important, but they don't have near the attention that the offense players get. So what is the defense in a mortgage rate? The defense in a mortgage rate is the prepayment penalty. So in your contract, okay, if you don't read the fine print, and most people don't, you may know that there's a prepayment penalty, but not very few people take into consideration that penalty into your calculations. So in the example that I started showing you, a person had, and by the way, this was a few years back, and this is a real case scenario, they got a $500,000 mortgage, and they got 3.5 5-year term fixed. Okay, so that was an amazing rate at the time, and as it is right now. But what happened with that couple in that mortgage game is that a few years later, they got divorced. And no one of them wanted to live in the property anymore, because it brought a lot of memories. So they decided to sell. And when they sold, okay, they had a penalty of about $28,164. I'm sorry, the penalty was $21,329. So when you calculate, when you add that penalty to the total amount of interest that they paid over the term of the loan, and calculate it reverse, what was the interest rate that they paid the bank, including not only the interest rate, but the penalty, they ended up paying a rate of 5.63. So if you look at this, they bragged about their friends about the low rate that they got with their bank. They were super happy coming in at a rate of 3.5. And then when they get out of the mortgage, they pay the penalty. And when you do the calculation, they end up paying 5.63. Huh, I would be devastated. But this exact example happens in Canada every single day. It happens all the time, to a point that I coined a term. I call this new rate, so the real rate, including all the expense and everything, the expense rate. So the interest rate is the rate coming in. The expense rate is the rate coming out. And I believe I have my website, a calculator, if you want to talk to your lender. And just as a fun example, ask him how much the penalty is going to be. And if you decide to sell the home and just pay the penalty, and do the calculation backwards to see what risk you're at losing the game if you don't play your cards well, okay? So the offense is the interest rate. The defense is the prepayment penalty that you have to be very, very careful. So let's talk now about the midfield, okay? Now, midfield, I love the players like Valverde or like Bellingham or Pedri, like I said before. But the midfield is the strategy. In soccer, the midfield is very important because you control the game. If you have possession of the ball, in theory, well, the other team doesn't have the ball, so you're winning because if you don't allow the other team to get the ball, well, they cannot score on you. So having control of the ball and having possession is very important in soccer. In mortgages, what is the midfield? The midfield is your strategy, okay? And in Canada right now, most people who has a mortgage, their only strategy is to negotiate a low interest rate. That's the strategy. And that would be similar to you playing a game with, let's say you can put together Ronaldo and Messi in a team, but the rest of the players are, from the local league. You have the two best players in the world, okay? Do you think you're gonna win the game with the two best strikers in the world where the rest of the team doesn't support them, they don't know what they're doing, they don't know how to play? No, you're gonna lose even to a mediocre team that know what they're doing because they have the best strategy or the right strategy. So in my opinion, just shopping for a rate is not a strategy. I'm gonna tell you right away what is the best strategy ever you can get. The best strategy ever you can get is to minimize the total cost of credit. The cost of credit is the total amount of dollars that you're paying the bank for the loan that you're getting, which is different than the lowest interest rate, okay? Most people relate both to do the same thing, but they're not the same thing. So when you add all the total amount of interest that you're paying of the bank and you minimize it, you have a great strategy and you're gonna win the game because you're taking control of the ball, which means the dollars that your hard work are making, those dollars stay with you. Like the soccer analogy, you control the ball. You don't allow your dollars to get to the bank. You keep them within you, which is the best strategy ever. Nobody can argue that on me. The issue is how to do that. And I'll explain how to do that, but not in this podcast or in this series, because I wrote a whole book about it. It's called From Debt to Zero, and I'm super happy because it's becoming a bestseller in Canada. But to minimize the cost of credit, so the total amount of dollars over the length of your mortgage, not your term, over the length, the total amortization, the total amount of years, minimizing that number should be your number one objective. So I'm challenging you to start thinking, to change your thinking from the lowest interest rate to the lowest cost of borrowing or to the lowest cost of credit. Those two terms are the same. And I called that new and improved version and lower version of your initial cost of credit that you get with the bank, I call it the LAB number, Lifetime Amortized Borrowing Cost. I call it that because I founded many decades back a company which is the company that I own with my wife. It's called Mortgages LAB. So I use the LAB portion to name that number. But it's a fancy name for the least amount of dollars that you're going to give the bank. And the strategy, your strategy should be just that. That's your midfield in soccer. Okay. Last part, the coach. Oh my goodness. The coach is so important for soccer because it gives the right frame to the players. They not only physically and technically, but psychologically and with the mind. There's so many things a good coach is doing for the team. Okay. That's what I follow Ancelotti from right now is in Brazil. I think Mauricio Pochettino is doing a great job in that end on the US, and you can show on the results. And I think our own Jesse March, it's a master. I love him because we can already see how is the trajectory of Canada, not only this Soccer World Cup, but moving into the future. But the coach should be super important, and the coach that you choose for your soccer team and for your mortgage team should only work with you, and you should not even think about anything different than working for you. But this is what happens every day in Canada. I'll tell you what happens every day. You go to the opposing team's coach. So you go to the bank and talk to a bank representative, okay? And that bank representative, I was one of them a couple of decades ago, because that's how I started the mortgages, being a bank representative and doing mortgages. And I know the bank representatives are well-trained from the banks. They are great people. They are great professionals. But there's one little caveat. They represent the bank. They represent the opposing team. Can you imagine if we find out that our own coach wants the other team to win? Oh my goodness, that would be disastrous. Like, how can you win understanding or knowing or not knowing that person works for the opposing team? The bank representative, the mortgage specialist, is working for one bank only. And if they have to make a decision between perhaps losing you as a client or them losing their job with their company, you know what the answer is. Again, I have nothing against bank representatives. They are amazing people. As I said before, I was one of them. But I understood later in life that, yes, you have to understand that you have to have a coach for you only, okay? So that's the importance of choosing your right coach and team. In summary, what have we talked about? We talk about the offense, the interest rate. We talk about the defense, the prepayment penalty and other expenses that you may have in or giving money to the bank, and how you can lose the game if you don't look at these values carefully and try not to get scored five and in the last part of your loan. Okay. We talk about the strategy. The strategy can no longer be just negotiating every renewal your lowest mortgage rate. It has to be to minimize the total cost of credit, the total number of dollars that are leaving your account to the bank. And we talk about the coach. The coach is the person that only works for you and cannot work for the opposing team. So that's super important in the game of soccer and in the game of mortgages. So let's continue enjoying the 2026 Soccer World Cup. Let's start playing an amazing mortgage game. If you want to know more about this, go to our website, mortgageslab.ca, and purchase the book, book that is becoming an Amazon bestseller here in Canada, From Debt to Zero. This is Camilo Rodriguez, and it's been a pleasure to talk to you today.